Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jaya and Lauren with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Maritime Museum is facing an uncertain future as there has been no government funding set aside for the next 4 years. The museum had previously received one-off grants, but they no longer receive ongoing state funding as it had been excluded from the Queensland Museum network. Chairman Casper Cupia said, quote, "The museum faced an uncertain future with questions around whether it would have to relocate more of its artefacts." Volunteers for the museum were upset and disappointed that the museum had been cut off from government funding. In response, a spokesperson for the Queensland Government said, quote, "The Queensland Government is committed to ensuring that Queensland stories, culture and heritage are shared now and for future generations," end quote.
And Labor Party supporters from across the country will gather in Brisbane this morning to observe the three-day-long national conference. The conference will determine the party's platform for the coming years and is the first held in a decade while Labor is in government. Prime Minister, his cabinet, union leaders, business figures, activists and ordinary voters will be in a forceful debate on some of the most contentious issues in politics. It will include a discussion on politics such as tax, housing, climate change, refugees, the Israel-Palestinian conflict and the government's AUKUS defence.
In national news, the New South Wales Environment Watchdog has rejected assurance given by a gold mine in the state's central west that it is complying with the dust pollution requirements. Cadia Valley Operations, CVO, which is located near Orange, is currently being investigated by the Environmental Protection Authority, EPA, for excessive dust pollution. The EPA said that it was told by the company in late June that there had been operational changes which reduced the amount of pollution. However, on July 7th, the EPA disputed these claims. The company stated that, quote, "While one of the mine's test results was above the permissible limit, the other was below, and they did not accept these results and required further sampling to provide confidence," end quote.
A bacterial outbreak inside the Royal Prince Alfred's Hospital Fertility Unit in Sydney has contaminated and destroyed the embryos of three women undergoing IVF treatment. An investigation into how the embryos became contaminated has launched, and the fertility laboratory has been shut down to undergo a deep clean. The three women have been offered a free cycle of IVF, and patients who were due to have procedures over the next week have been redirected to an alternate location. A health worker at the unit said outbreaks are rare, and the last time the lab became contaminated was more than 5 years ago after a patient unknowingly introduced bacteria.
In international news, eight churches have been set ablaze in Pakistan's Punjab province in the aftermath of accusations of blasphemy. According to a police report obtained by CNN, two Christian men were charged by local police on the grounds of desecrating the Holy Quran and abusing Prophet Muhammad. The report stated that the men had been booked under Pakistan's blasphemy laws. In response, a crowd has vandalized eight churches and several homes in Pakistan's most populated province on Punjab on Wednesday, striking tensions further between local Muslim and minority Christian communities.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a 60% chance of rain. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.